Hello, I'd like to bring your attention to one of the resources we have for this module. This is the book Access Spanish 1. First of all, I'd like to give you a list of contents for this little podcast. I will be talking about the content we're going to cover. Second, we are going to hear why it is something that will help your independent study and your preparatory work. Third, I will elaborate a bit more and explain why this is or how this is facilitated. And lastly, I will try to emphasize the importance of getting familiar with this material as soon as possible. Okay, regarding the first point, I would like to emphasize that we're not going to cover the whole content of the book, but just 5 units. And these units are units 1, 2, 3, 4, and 7. So 5 units out of 10. And this will be done sometimes in class. But because of the amount of material we need to go through, you will also have to devote time outside the contact time in class to work on this or with this book. So this is self-study material or independent work material, and the way this is being facilitated is by providing you with access to audio material, for example. So you will find that in the L drive in all the computers at the university you can access the audio material that is needed in order for you to do some listening activities with this book. And to help you do these activities and check that you have answered the activities in the right way, you will have also the answers for these activities, as well as the transcripts. So you can really get familiar with this material. This is not just the only type of activity you will have, obviously. There will be also activities that will put emphasis on getting more familiar with grammar and vocabulary, of course. And there will be some reading activities, reading comprehension activities, and writing activities. You need to do a bit of everything, of course, and you need to cover all the content of this book. The sooner you get familiar with the book, the better. It is expected that you are going to organize your time and distribute as you decide best what activities you're going to do when. And this will be obviously something you can decide as soon as you get to give it a go. So the sooner you do that, the better you can start planning for how you're going to organize your time and this particular resource and exploit this particular resource. When it comes to revision, obviously you can go over this material as much as you want. We would have done some work of this in class. So if you have by any chance done a particular activity we do in class, that will help you to revise and go over some of the content. But also it can be that it gives you a preliminary view of what is going to come during the module. So it serves two purposes mainly. It is either an introduction for further development in terms of a content that you will have to see in class, or it is a revision opportunity for you. So whichever way you look at it, it's going to be good that you get on with it as soon as possible. And that's what I encourage you to do. So that's all for now. We have talked about the content of the book we're going to be using. We're going to look at how we have looked at how we can use that as preparatory work or independent or for preparatory work or for independent study. I've explained a bit how this can be achieved, and I have emphasized how important it is that you get on with it as soon as possible. If you have any questions regarding any of this or anything else, please contact me. Thank you.